I'm ex officio, so I feel like I more should be on the side, but I know it is.
We can't see.
All right, well, I will go ahead and call the Parks Board meeting to order at 6 p.m. Do we have a forum, Tony?
We do have a forum.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
We do have Corey Tucker, who is our, has been our Parks Board chairman in the past, is out, and Edward Gomez is out as well, so those are our two missing. The first item is the approval of meeting minutes from May 2nd, 2023, and August 1st, 2023. Has anybody had a chance to review them? Do I have a motion to approve? Motion to approve by James, do I have a second?
I'd like to read it.
Oh.
Or I skimmed over it.
Okay.
Maybe before the end of the.
So we would like, can I have a motion to postpone the approval of the minutes?
Sure, I'll make a motion, but I just.
Postpone? James, can I get a second? All right, a second to postpone the vote on minutes. All in favor?
It is a motion.
All right, motion carries. All right, the next item, which gets me off this, is the item number three, discussion and action to elect a Parks Board chairperson and co-chairperson.
We actually have a Catherine Weber who's here, but also.
Oh, we don't have this. Sorry about that.
That's your partner.
Has a comment.
Comments, yes.
Set. I will continue to conduct the meeting until I thought I could turn it over, but I don't want to make sure. We do have, I don't have it in front of me, but it's Catherine.
Catherine Weber.
Weber, would you like to come and speak to the Parks Board?
Yes.
I would normally say you have 3 minutes, but with no other speakers, just.
Hi, I'm Catherine Weber, and I'm a long-term resident of Willow Park. I have grown up here and chosen to raise my family here with my two children. And I live in the Willowwood Edition, considered the ETJ Willow Park. On behalf of the Willowwood Edition neighbors and Squaw Creek West, we did notice in the Master Parks Trail by Tap Amendment that there was a map posted potentially bringing about the idea of connecting a bike trail through our neighborhood. We do have concerns about this idea as it's brought forward or wherever it is in its stages of development, as we do love our privacy. As everybody else, I'm sure, knows, y'all love your privacy as well. And most people do not come through our neighborhood unless they are up there for a reason, unless you live there, you're visiting someone. We live on a court, so if you come down that court, it's because you live there or because you're visiting someone there. So to see in the map that there is a plan to connect to that very private area and run through the easements of our neighbors' yards is very concerning to us and our privacy. We don't have crime rate in that area. We don't have to worry. Most of us don't have fences. That's just not something we have to worry about in that area, and that's why we absolutely love it here in Willow Park. However, when you open that area up to the public and people to use as you're coming through neighbors' easements, that creates a big concern for us. So we did want to bring that to the attention of the board and also ask any plans that maybe have been solidified on that, as well as to be brought in the loop on that. So just wanted to bring that before y'all, and thank you for hearing me.
Thank you very much. There is not an agenda item. That's one reason for that specifically, so that's why she's speaking prior to. So that's not something that we officially addressed tonight. So that's just information for us to, the Parks Board, to hold.
Thank you. Thank you for hearing me out.
Yes. And you have her address and phone.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Okay. All right. So the public comments, forum, minutes. I would say it's, we can, are you ready for the minutes, David? Or would you like to post? You'll be conducting that.
The minutes for this particular meeting, or
well, I'm going back to, since we've gone out of order, would you be ready to entertain a motion to approve the minutes at this point?
How about the first one?
Okay, so we will single out the minutes from May 2nd. So I'll entertain a motion to approve. Yes, so you are held to the approval of minutes that you weren't here.
It's kind of hard to do.
Yeah, it is, but it's usually required, actually, so. All right, the next item is a discussion and action on electing a Parks Board chairperson and co-chairperson. So for the past several years, Corey Tucker has served as our chairman. So I would say I'll entertain nominations for chairperson.
We received a nomination for Ever Gomez for chair.
Okay.
And we received a nomination for David Wagner for co-chair.
All right, so we have nominations for Ever Gomez as chair and David Wagner as co-chair. So any other questions on that or discussion? So do I have a motion to nominate those two?
Well, hopefully that's okay with Ever.
I would assume that that was discussed.
I think he'd be good at that.
He's not here, so.
Yeah. He was okay. He emailed me and said he's
okay. That's
yeah,
good. I just wanted to make sure.
He said, just to be clear, Corey said he would like to step down and give someone else a try, a chance. And Ever said that he would step up if no one else was interested. So,
I just didn't want to do it.
No, I cleared with the two, fortunately, that aren't here. So,
yes.
Good.
All right, do we have a motion to nominate those two? A motion from David to approve those as chairperson and co-chair. Second for Cynthia. All in favor of those? All right, perfect. Unanimous. Which means I can turn over the duties now over the rest of the meeting to you, David, as the co-chair.
Okay, so I guess that brings us to new business.
New business, correct.
And the first of which is to discuss past progress and future plans for Kingsgate Park.
Board member, I'm just going to go over with you very quickly about kind of what's been going on with Kingsgate Park. We're presenting something to the City Council. First off, I want to go ahead and introduce our new parks superintendent that we have is Jacob Cooper. So Jacob is helping us out here. So he is from our public works staff. And so we're doing a chair with him right now. So we don't really have a whole lot to keep him busy full time as yet. And so we're giving him some things from time to time. And he has done all of the weeding, I will say. I'll jump into that for Cross Timbers Park and did the mulching for like 60 some bags of mulch that he spread last week to go ahead and get Cross Timbers Park presentable and pretty all around the playground. And so I want to thank him for that. And he's maintaining our restrooms for us. He's been involved in park meetings to go ahead and make some improvements in the park and kind of plans on how we're moving forward. So I want to welcome him and offer you to do the same and thank you for his help with the parks because he's been fantastic in getting things going and moving and definitely being a boots on the ground for me out there. So
okay.
Thank you, Jacob and
yes.
Annette. For Kingsgate, I did want to go into the fact that Kingsgate was conveyed by the Wilkes Development Group in December 2023 to the City of Willow Park. So we did finally, at our last Parks Board meeting, we didn't know when that was actually going to close. It was conveyed to us in December. It is now our park and we are fully maintaining it. It's a 30-acre park and it's the largest in our city. And it hosts a playground, concrete walking trail, and a parking lot currently. There have been much discussions about desired improvements for what we want to do to that. We've been talking about a restroom. We've been talking about expanding the parking lot. We've been talking about the trails and having things going on there, kind of being how we want it to expand, if we want to do more playground equipment and things of that, sporting areas. We've been working with the Weatherford Mountain Bike Club as far as that being our starting point for our Willow Park trails. And so Larry's going to do a presentation for us in a little bit. And also we've been talking to Dorothy Whitmire of Westwood Professional Services. And so Dorothy did our programming and our playground in the restroom also for Cross Timbers Park. And we just love her and what she did over there. It's been an amazing addition to our community for our park that's used literally every day. And so we trust her wholeheartedly that she's going to do a great job for us for Kingsgate Park. And so I'm segueing into all the other items that we've got coming up there. So without further ado, that's pretty much what we've been just planning. We've been doing a lot of planning, so.
Great.
For the Kingsgate, I believe we're taking to council next week.
Correct.
The proposal for Westwood.
Correct.
For what they can prepare for a conceptual, rough conceptual plan for us, so.
Right.
All right, I guess the next item is the presentation by Dorothy Winkler.
And Dorothy, you want to go ahead and come to the podium and just kind of tell the Parks Board what it is you've been working on for us and kind of what your proposal a little bit is about?
Okay, for specifically Kingsgate?
Just Kingsgate, yes.
Good evening, thank you for having me here tonight. So Kingsgate Park, we're got a proposal with the city to do a couple different things. The first is we want to do an addendum to the Parks and Trail Master Plan that will bring that property into the scope of the master plan and make it eligible for grants and fundings if the city so chooses to go after those. So that's a great opportunity to get it incorporated for that funding cycles and things like that moving forward. And then the next part of that is doing the conceptual master plan for the park. And the intent of that is to take your Parks and Trail master plan and have the programming and the survey and all the hard work that was done with that and use that to develop out a couple of concepts for Kingsgate and what that property potential could become as far as an asset and level of service within your park system. And so that, for the most part, is the scope of what we're looking at with Kingsgate.
Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. It's nice to see everyone again. I'm Larry Coughlin with the Wonderful Mountain Bike Club. And as you all know, we just had a successful fundraiser for the Kingsgate Park Trinity Track Kids Mountain Bike Trail. 90% of the funds came within the city limits of Little Park. So that's pretty cool that the community is supporting this trail. And you guys have some maps in front of you. We had a recent update on the map. We were able to acquire the boundary survey for Kingsgate Park from Spires Engineering. So I was able to incorporate that in the trail design. And I actually have some hard copies of the new map. Because what the club wants to do is we want to be able to incorporate a 911 system on the existing paved track. Right now, the existing trail system, the Kingsgate Park trail system, is approximately 2 miles long. And there you go. And there's no 911 system on it. And when I mention a 911 system, that's a series of waypoints along the trail. So if somebody has a medical emergency and calls 911, they can refer to one of these waypoint markers. It's essentially a car's not sign on the ground, a red with a 911 marker. And somebody can report where they're at, and then the first responders can get to them. So we raised some extra money during the fundraiser, so we'd like to be able to spend that money on the paved trail system. So that does kind of incorporate everything into the park. And but the other thing on these maps is the new map that I just showed you. We have this 11 by 17. The trail design for the single track is identical. Nothing's changed from the old map. But what we found when we got the new survey was, you know, some of the encumbrances there in the park. And the park has a lot of existing utility easements, like water and sewer and things of that nature, storm drain. There's a new property line that's going to have to be staked. When the Wilts Group donated the land, they had an out parcel on it. It's over there next to where EOT letter A is at. So we have, the club has a means of identifying those pins if they're out there. But if they're not, you know, it may need a little help identifying exactly where the property line is. And I'll say, this project is going to go through multiple phases. The first phase, we hope to get started on May 18th. That's a Saturday. We'll meet out there, the club will meet out there with the general contractor, or the trails contractor, Shadow Johns. And we'll go out and we'll stake where the trail's going to go. And we won't actually have stakes in the ground. We may have a pin flag or two. You know, we don't want kids following on stakes that are out there or anything. But we'll be able to go out and, you know, preliminary identify where the new single track is going in. We'll also identify where our kiosks are going to go. These 8.5 by 11 copies that you have here has the rules of the trail on there, as well as one of my favorite things, that has the rules of the trail, you know, like a cartoon, you know, so kids can get it. You know, about why it's important to wear a helmet, why you shouldn't ride on the trails, and things of that nature. So, the first phase, like I said, we'll identify where the trail's going. We'll actually start construction of the single track shortly thereafter. We anticipate, you know, it may take a week or two to actually get the trail in. But, you know, we'll order the 911 markers. We'll get those in the ground. We'll get working on the kiosks. We think we're going to have three of them. We'll have one near the parking lot. There'll also be a second one at each of the bridge approaches that go across the Clear Fork of the Trinity. So we want people, when they enter the park from any direction, to see the kiosk, to see the map, see the rules of the trail, things of that nature. So trail will be marked really well. So once the single track is completed, you know, then we're going to reach out to our members and do what's called burning the trail. We'll get people out there on their bikes, we'll get people trail running, we'll get people hiking. And we'll just have a call for people to come out and actually just ride the trail. Because what we want to do is we want to make little tweaks on how the trail is aligned throughout the park and find out what we did right, find out if we made a mistake, and correct it at that point. You know, once we feel real happy where the single track is in, we're going to start building features along the trail. There'll be little bridges over areas that are slow to drain. We'll be importing native rock to build little features for kids and people to ride over. And this will go out through out the whole trail system. You know, I can't tell you how many we would add, but we're just going to let our imagination run wild. And this will be something that will evolve over the life of the trail. The club will continue to add enhancements to the trail to make it more and more interesting. Because what we want kids and beginners, as well as, you know, elite riders, to come out here and enjoy riding the trail. And so the club has a lot of experience in building something that could be interesting for everyone. The final phase of the project is a yet to be determined location. The club will create what's called a hub. It's an elevated mound of dirt, more or less, with a rock retaining wall around it. And it will serve as a meeting point, or a place where kids can hang out and be up above the trail. And the hub will have anywhere from 2 to 3 individual trails that you'll ride off and ride down into the Kingsgate Park trail system. That's something that's going to happen in the future. You know, the club will be consulting with the Parks Board on that design and the timing of when that will happen. So that's the long and short of it. You know, we're really excited to get this trail going. It'll be the 5th trail that the Weatherford Mountain Bike Club has started. And, you know, it is put us up around 25 miles of single track that we're maintaining. So, anyway, does anybody have any questions? I'll just put this one thought in your head. You know, you guys have been working with me literally for years on this. So, I really want to thank the board for all your help, and also want to challenge you thinking about, hey, where can we build trail backs? You know, obviously on the other side, river is the first place to look at, but you know, we have a pretty cool trails plan, and so that's something we'll be thinking about also. So thank you very much for your help, and everybody have a great night.
Just one question. These trails, it's my understanding that most of them are in some kind of easements anyway around. They're typically in easements or...
But the single track trails being within their own easement?
Well, I'm just curious.
No.
I'm talking about the main spine trails.
Yeah, the Perry bike way. Yeah, they appear to be within their own easement, but those easements are pretty narrow. The trail itself is approximately 8 feet wide, and the easement is generally 1 foot off of that. You know, the closest we're planning on getting the single track to the paved bikeway trails is 10 feet. You know, I scouted the property this weekend. I think we have one pinch point where we might be within like 5 feet of the edge of pavement. Otherwise, you know, we're going to keep the single track away from the paved bike trail. It'll be a pretty good gap there.
Just curious.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know specifically what we're looking at on this project is all within property deeded to the city of Lowell Park. So it's not specific easement as much as it is all Kingsgate. And as Larry mentioned, the idea of future trails, one of the things that we're doing, if you look at the yellow path that goes up, that's all within what has been deeded to us to be part of the state park. What we are hoping is that once we get a single track built on what is now Willow Park's portion of the park, that the Wilkes development will allow them to build within their easements on the other side. So that's where maybe that question of easements. Once we're out on non-city deeded property, winter property, then we would potentially be looking at easements on other property. The Wilkes specifically, if you cross over one of those bridges all the way back down. So we're kind of show how cool it is and then have the Wilkes say, yes, do that on
our side. Yes, my understanding is, I'm just going back to previous presentations about, I forget exactly the term used, but things that were delineated as easements anyway for things like utilities, and I'm not an authority on this, but I think the Texas waterways have they're public.
Yeah.
You can anybody use them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So my understanding was most of these facilities were built in some type of either property that's just the city's property and or some kind of property that was already being used and really owned and controlled by some other entity anyway.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Now, for instance, you know, the trails that we're planning, you know, in the ETJ parts of Little Park, you know, all those properties that we're looking at, you know, they're either encumbered by a public utility easement or elevation change, or they're within the FEMA floodplain.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's still going to be our business, our model for where we put trails. You know, we want to put trails where, you know, it's problematic to develop the land.
Right.
Yeah, so in this case with Kingsgate Park, you know, there are some encumbrances to deal with. You know, we're building trail in the actual floodline of the Clear Fork. Like, the Clear Fork will floodline that. These trails will get inundated,
right.
But these trails are very durable to floods. You know, like for instance, there's a number of mountain bike trails over in Dallas right now that are underwater, and it's probably not a stretch to say that it's the 40th or 50th time they've been underwater.
Are you sure? I think that's why they build there because you can't do much else with
it. Correct.
By code or other even common sense, and then you put something there, it's gonna flood.
Yeah.
Even if you're technically able to, it's, you probably never get insurance on it.
Yeah, 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 these trails are, yeah, they're built into the ground, so there's no, it's not like you're burning in fill.
Yep.
Alter the floodplain characteristics and things like that, so.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm feeling for Dora right now, Dallas South Road Bicycle Association. I saw a photo of one of their trails is under 7.5 feet of water, you know, knob hills, and then there's a lot of portions of North Shore that are underwater, and I'm sure there's others that I'm not familiar with, you know, so. Anyway, you know, it's good that the clear fork is, generally speaking, a quick draining reservoir, quick draining floodway. I know that within the last 5 years, the clear fork has flooded. You know, one of our board members, Jerry Garman, and his son, they rode through Kingsgate Park on the paved bikeway. They rode through like 4 or 5 inches of water. You know, and Aaron said, yeah, we thought that was the greatest thing ever. Yeah, so, any other questions? All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry.
The next item is to discuss past progress and future plans for Cross Timbers Park.
Board members, just again, just talking about the beautification that Jacob did for us that's over there, and then also, you know, we have the demonstration garden that Esther Gardner's is maintaining for us, and so I asked Cynthia if she would say a few words also.
Just for clarification, since we got folks here, this is the one over there
by the public safety building.
By the public safety.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, on Ranch House Road.
Since
yes, sir.
Nowadays we got one or more.
Right, that's true. Of course, yes. Both
yeah.
The playground, but the biggest.
That's
the playground, or not
yeah.
The only playground
yes.
Now, so I guess the one with the turf.
Right.
So,
just trying to get folks oriented
right?
As you describe.
Yes, of course. Good idea.
Are there plans on replacing the plants that were lost?
Right now, we're just going to go ahead and I think see what happens with the rest of the playground. Landscaping. The trees, we're going to see how things are holding up over there or if we need to take out those trees. We did take a number out along the back of the landscaping, I guess, and trying. And Jacob's going to take over getting the watering schedule straightened out so we can make sure that that's caught up this year. We had some trials and issues with that last year, so he's going to be taking that over for sure. So I know that makes him feel really happy.
So, do you want me to talk about?
That's the next
sure,
one.
Your voice, please.
Okay. Do I need to stand up?
No.
We meet twice a month on every second and fourth Thursday, and we generally meet for about 4 hours. Most master gardeners are retired and we're old. And so working 2 hours in the sun or cool or whatever is hard work for us, so that's about all we do. And right now, it looks pretty darn weedy. We missed all work days in April because of rain once and personal issues on the other. So, you know, we are behind, and it's a constant battle. And part of the goals that we have for this year is to try to get that the plants labeled. I mean, it is a demonstration garden, and we very purposefully planted things that are well adapted and are attracting pollinators and other critters. And so we, you know, we would like to educate the public. And we have, I have about 100 done, but that's not nearly enough. So we're going to work on that in the next few months. We continue to replace plants as they die or overcrowd and we have to dig them up or whatever. And we actually, as master gardeners, usually we pay for those. And the city provides mulch and of course the water and the watering system, what we have now. So it's, you know, and we appreciate the city's providing that water, because, you know, without water, you cannot have a garden in Texas. So, does anybody have any questions about specific things that we may or may not be doing?
Well, I don't know if, given that I think the spring is definitely the heavy weeding time, would it help for the city to assist just in like this time of year and have a contractor, something to help get the weeding under control? Is that something that master gardeners would be open to having?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, for a while, there was the people who do the maintenance on the turf areas, they were using some herbicides and stuff, and they were actually hitting beneficial, I mean, plants that we had actually
had.
Right. And so I asked them to stop that.
Okay.
And they have. They haven't been doing it anymore. So if we could communicate with them and stuff like that, yeah.
Okay, well, maybe that's
they
something.
They were going in and weed eating things down, which
right.
is okay. I mean, I don't have any problem with that. It's easier to, well, sometimes it's easier to pull something out that's only this style as opposed to this.
Yes. Well, maybe because we do have a landscaping contractor, so maybe if we have that communication between master gardeners and we could set up a time that they help out a couple of times a year to just get it under control so that it's a little less work. Master gardeners when they show up. Master gardeners do theirs, and then we say, contractors can come in the next week, you know, to finish up what couldn't get done, since I know they need their volunteer hours. So, anyway, I asked Tony if we could hopefully get that, and it requires the communication, so maybe that's something that we can see.
The landscaping is mostly for the mowing,
right.
So
right.
That may be something that maybe Jacob could also help you with from time to time.
Yeah, that's.
We do have to allocate an extra line item for our contract in order to do that. So not to say that we don't and we can't, but just that in the interim, in between, if you need some help, then we can always have Jacob to try to hold that a little bit.
Well, and I think that if we were using a contractor, now we have, it wouldn't just be Cynthia that could communicate with the contractor.
Yes.
Jacob
yes.
would be in charge of saying, do not put herbicides. I need to see what you're doing so that we're not just letting them loose with no way out there. So that would help with the communication. So that.
Okay. And our work day is this coming Thursday. So Jacob, if you'd like to, we'll be there from 9 to at least 12 or 11 for sure. If you'd like to stop by during that period and meet the master gardeners, that would be great.
Yes, ma'am. We'll be there.
Thank you. And then there's the Veterans Memorial Park. And, you know, last year we lost all our large shrubs. And we have a design committee, Master Gardeners have a design committee, who actually come out and help nonprofits or cities. And
just for clarification, this is the one that was by the old city hall.
Yes.
Yes. For everybody's
yes,
benefit.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. For
thank you.
And so anyway, I need to fill out the form that they require to request their services, and I also need to meet with Tony because we want to meet Tony and the city's expectations. So we need to do that. So that is another thing on my agenda to get done in the next couple of months, is to go ahead and have it. It will not be time to plant anything until the fall. So we have the whole summer to decide what to do. And
which goes
fall.
Less fast.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You're absolutely right. And that's about it, I think. Is there anything else that you wanted me to mention, Tony?
I think that's perfect. Thank you. Thank you to Master Gardeners for all that you do in beautifying our city. Appreciate you.
It looked like they covered item number nine.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Well, do we have further discussion on that?
That's my next question.
We were going to have conversations that we've been talking to Dorothy about the proposal of what to do with Memorial Park and the potential of whether we want to keep it where it is or if there's an option for us to move elsewhere. And so, do you want to go into that?
So, several reasons that came up. So that Memorial Park, just to say, one of the reasons is Cynthia mentioned that we lost a lot of plants. Water being an issue, some of the water that was supposed to or had, it was on the septic system. So when we shut down City Hall last year, there was no water at all. So we didn't have great water watering. And so it got into pretty rough shape through the super hot, dry summer. So we did have some citizens who have family members that are part of the Memorial Park that were concerned. So we started talking about what to do and potentially coming up with a plan to make it better. We don't know. City Council, city staff is at this point not looking at selling that property or doing anything with it, where the building was. So the idea of what we might want to do as far as investing in the Memorial Park is a little bit up in the air when we don't know what we want to use for the rest of that piece of property. It is dedicated as a park, so it would require effort and a vote of citizens to not have it be a park if we ever wanted to sell it. And it is in the floodway. So all those things being said, discussions started coming up. And to get to one of the ideas that I wanted to speak to the Parks Board about, because we haven't formulated the idea, is we have purchased this as our City Hall. We have the acreage in front of City Hall between us and the interstate that is the city's as well, which Westwood is helping us redesign the parking lot, have that be kind of a little bit of a public space. And one of the ideas we came up with is potentially creating a very nice memorial park right there so that it's visible from the interstate, that people who visit City Hall, the parking, the coming into this whole area, that our actual memorial could be in that area. So I think as we look at long term, as we get Kingsgate planned as conceptual plan, what we're going to do with this area and the Veterans Memorial is kind of our next thing that we might be looking at. And just wanted to get feedback from y'all on the thought of potentially fundraising and doing a very nice Veterans Memorial in front of City Hall.
Maybe we should put off getting the design
for, yes, anything.
Especially since we have professionals that might end up being asked to do it.
Right, our concern is anything major at the current location on 516 Ranch House, if we don't know what we're long-term using that property for, we could be putting something in and tearing it out. If the city wants to build another municipal building there for some reason, don't see any need for another building in the next 5 years, but down the line, that might be something that we're looking to expand police or fire or something like that. So all of those things would be a potential reason not to invest in that whole area. So.
ESD expressed any interest in that property?
Initially, when ESD took over the fire department, that was a discussion. That's really, as ESD expands and looks at their areas, they're very happy from what we hear with their current setup of leasing space from us. And we have no reason to not think that anytime in the near future that we will need to kick them out, for lack of a better way of putting it. Our police does not need to expand at this point. But that has always been something in the back of our mind, that if the ESD wanted to build a separate fire station, that potentially would be, and I will say, when that was initially discussed, they loved the idea of having the Memorial Park next to them. That would certainly be something if acreage-wise that worked. They had no desire to not have Memorial Park here. So
just for a park or for
Just for park, as it is now, it would just depend. If ESD or anyone else needed it, it's gonna depend on how much they need parking, how much would we have to encroach maybe into the park area just for building space and parking and take out something. So, you know, we don't really have any idea, because right now we have no intent to use that property for anything else. So I'm not aware of anything that anybody's approached the city about that. So, and ESD would be one that I'm not aware of. So but the idea, I think when we talked with Westwood, Dorothy and Glenda had some really interesting other cities that had smaller memorial parks that were about the size of what we would have in that acreage. And I'll just say, personally, I love the idea, because I think a memorial park would create the visibility that we want for the city hall. It would be, and the parking would be a shared parking situation of what we need for city hall and what you have for the park, and it would allow people to use it. But I think it could be very striking as people are coming through the I-20 corridor to see a very nice memorial park right there at that corner. So that was just one of the ideas that we came up with, and I believe we're asking Westwood to come up with kind of a proposal for a conceptual plan for that. They are already under contract for that area, and that would just be a separate way of adding a park to it instead of just the parking and open area. So
if I'm understanding correctly, you're talking about just kind of trading acreage from one location to another. There's
just renaming Memorial Park here.
Do you have any feel for, is there a net increase or decrease, or is it a wash as far as the area?
I think it's about the same for what you would. It wouldn't have the walking trail through the trees the way that does. It would be more of a visual wall, memorial name type of setup. It's something that if we're interested in having Westwood do that proposal, they would come back and show what that space could allow, if that makes sense. Personally, I just see a very visual kind of buffer wall berm that protects you from the highway, and then you're on this side of it is where the parking is, so that you know, would have plantings and such on the highway side, and then on the inside would be the names and whatever we put that's memorial about it, if that makes sense. So it would be more visible, I guess, with plantings and stone. I don't even know what we have. We have some stones in the pathway, some benches named, so not a very formal memorial park right now. It's kind of been adapted as we go. This would be a planned into the new city hall concept. Like I said, now we own this building, and so over time, the two businesses that are leasing from the city, when I say I don't know how long, but over time, if the city needs to grow, we will eventually occupy the whole building. So having the whole place be park space in front is kind of the idea that we're looking at and how it could work. So that's the idea.
So people love that because it's free maintenance, basically, that they can depend on, that's consistent, including drainage, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes, I don't know if I look at that, but sometimes it ends up subsidizing the drainage for the adjacent property, which is another potential thing. But regardless of all that, it tends to be highly desirable for sale and acquisition by others. So I'm just asking a question long term for the park, in spite of even in the face of that financial pressure?
So where we are, yes, where the city is when that was required for purchase for parking requirements for the city hall, Westwood has been contracted for that entire area to be considered part of the space for city hall. So they are under contract for the conceptual plan. So where that commitment would come is when they come back with that conceptual plan and what the cost of that would be, potentially adding Memorial Park at a later moment, that would be council's, that point in time when council says, yes, let's fund redoing the parking lot, would be kind of where we're saying, and that you would hear the answer of, we're not going to be looking at selling this off. So I would say within the next year, you would see that commitment that the city would say, we're putting money into making this part of City Hall. And so to answer that question, I imagine that could come up. It has not. It was purchased because it was felt it was needed for City Hall to function, the entire acreage. I will say, David is on tech and works for TxDOT, so.
Used to.
So the reason the access road, the access to this building is off of El Chico and not significant, that there is no ability at this point, TxDOT would not allow entrance from the access road to that piece of property when this building was built. So that makes it significantly less attractive for people to have to wrap around and come in. So that's one thing that we knew. We don't anticipate that. I will say the other TxDOT initiative is the exit ramp that's here that comes off with all the traffic in this area is due to be moved backwards back so that you will exit before you get to Tricia Trail from the call. And so that will allow that to be a little bit less congested, difficult area that I think would lend it to a Memorial Park type of setup. So those are just those are things that we've all discussed. So.
Okay.
But we did feel that the fact that you could not at this point, you might have to wait for that access road and exit ramp to be moved, could not get access, that made it less attractive. That's one of the reasons it had not sold, is potential people who wanted it wanted to be able to exit off of the access road, and you had to exit.
Yeah, that may also be complicated by that ramp location. There may be actual control of access in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which won't be violated. But that could change, as you mentioned. As
exactly.
That
would allow that to potentially change that.
Yes. Okay.
There are a lot of road discussion for parks.
Very good. Thanks. But the next one is another park, Deer Park, which, correct me if I'm wrong, that's right off of Ranch House Road with curves around and kind of goes east and west.
Correct.
Right before Squaw Creek.
Yes.
Squaw Creek.
Yes. It has one of our wall sites on it.
Yes.
Yes. And so Mayor Moss has proposed that he would like some areas for parking there. So we did speak to Darcy about a location to put parking. Without moving trees, there isn't anywhere that doesn't block the well. So we haven't discussed that with Mayor Moss, but we did look at that, and there really wasn't a location to put it where it was safe for that to be off the road and yet have a couple of parking spaces there. So that's something we need to discuss with him, but it would likely require the taking down of trees, which kind of negates the purpose of it. So we're not real sure where that's going right now, but that's all the update I have on it is that it's there.
Okay.
I think the idea being, do we see that as a park that gets a lot of use? Is one of the reasons it's not used because of parking or because there's not anything there?
Yeah.
Because what would people be going to park and picnic is really valuing. So that idea of, do we have anything else that we would want to do to make that more functional park is really what's up. It's the donated property next to the wellhead. Yeah, kind of thing. So.
But it also goes to the east of that well.
It does.
So when you talk about parking, the does that assume that the existing driveway location, I mean, I guess theoretically they could